so like you, Tanner. It's not that she's wrong, it is just like me. But I can't help it if she's the ant and I'm the grasshopper in this relationship. That's the way it's always been. Everything's fine. Everything's fine, she repeats, tossing her pencil down. You should have that printed on a t-shirt. Autumn is my rock, my safe place, the best of my best. But when it comes to school, she is unbelievably anal retentive. I roll onto my back, staring up at her ceiling from the bed. For her birthday sophomore year, right after I moved here and she took me under her wing, I gave her a poster of a kitten diving into a tub of fuzzy balls. To this day, the poster remains sturdily taped there. It's a super cute cat, but by junior year, I think the innocent sweetness of it had slowly sullied its inherent weirdness. So over the motivational phrase, "Dive right in, kitty," I taped 4 post-it notes with what I think the creator of the poster might have intended to say, "Don't be a pussy." She must agree with the edit, because she's left it up there. I turn my head to gaze over at her. "Why are you so worried? It's my schedule." "I'm not worried," she says, crunching down a stack of crackers. "But you know how fast things fill up. I don't want you to end up with Hoy for Ochem because he gives twice as much homework and that'll cut into my social life." This is a half-truth. Getting Hoy for Kem would cut into her social life. I'm the one with the car. I chauffeur her around most of the time. But what Autumn really hates is that I leave things to the last minute and then manage to get what I want anyway. We're both good students in our own way. We're both high honor roll, and we both killed our ACTs. But where Autumn with homework is a dog with a bone, I'm more like a cat lying in a sunny window. If the homework is within reach and doing something interesting, I'll happily charm it. "Well, your social life is our priority." I shift my weight, brushing away a trail of cracker crumbs stuck to my forearm. They've left a mark there, tiny red indentations in the skin, the same way gravel might. She could stand to spread some of her obsessiveness to room cleaning. "Autumn, my God, you're a pig. Look at this bed." She responds to this by shoving another stack of Ritz in her mouth, crumbling another trail onto her Wonder Woman sheets. Her reddish hair is a messy pile on her head, and she's wearing the same Scooby-Doo pajamas she's had since she was 14. They still fit, mostly. "If you ever get Eric in here," I say, "he'll be horrified." Eric is another one of our friends and only one of a handful of non-Mormon kids in our grade. I guess technically Eric is Mormon, or at least his parents are. They're what most people would call Jack Mormon. They drink, both alcohol and caffeine, but are still reasonably involved in the church. "Best of both worlds," he says, although it's easy to see that the other Latter-day Saint students at Provo High don't agree. When it comes to social circles, Jack Mormon is the same as not Mormon at all, like me. A few dry flecks of cracker fly out when Autumn coughs at this, feigning repulsion. "I don't want Eric anywhere near my bed." And yet here I am, lying on her bed. It's a testament to how much her mother trusts me that I'm allowed in her room at all. But maybe Mrs. Green senses already that nothing will happen in here between me and Audie. We did that once, over winter break our sophomore year. I'd lived in Provo for only 5 months by that point, but there was an immediate chemistry between us, driven by a lot of classes in common and a comfort from our shared defector status with the Mormon kids at school. Unfortunately, the chemistry dissolved for me when things got physical, and by some miracle, we dodged the post-makeout awkward bullet. I'm not willing to risk it again. She seems to grow hyper-aware of our proximity at the same moment I do, straightening and pulling her pajamas down her torso. I push up so I'm sitting, leaning against the headboard, a safer position. "Who do you have for first?" Autumn looks down at her schedule. "Polo, modern lit." "Same." I steal a cracker and, like a civilized human, manage to eat it without dropping a crumb. Scanning down my paper with an index finger, I feel pretty good about this last term. Honestly, my schedule isn't too bad. I only need to add something for fourth. "Maybe you can add the seminar," Autumn claps joyfully. Her eyes are flashlights beaming their thrill into the dusky room. She has wanted to take this course since she was a freshman. The seminar. I'm serious. When the school refers to it in newsletters or announcements, they even capitalize it like that. It's so pretentious, it's unreal. "Write a book in a semester," the catalog cheerfully dares, as if that could happen only in this class. As if the average person couldn't throw together enough words in 4 months. 4 months is a lifetime. Students who apply need to have completed at least one advanced placement English course and have a minimum of a 3.75 GPA for the previous term. Even if that